hope you had a great spring break. And if you didn't have a spring break, well, I hope you get one from whatever you're doing. And I hope you get it soon. You deserve it. Shanna and I and our youngest daughter flew off to Disney for the week last week, and we had a wonderful time. Dare I say it was a magical time. I told that to someone on the phone today, and they said if they were standing next to me, they would have hit me. And I would have deserved it, though I don't condone violence. We did have a fantastic time, and while I fear we may be becoming, and I'm using finger quotes, Disney people, we enjoy it. Our daughter enjoys it. My wife enjoys it. I know Disney enjoys that we're there, and our credit card company, they enjoy it as well. So that's nice. Hey, speaking of nice, nice transition, Fuzz. This week, Amber Sipkar, the events and programs manager for the West Bend Area Chamber of Commerce, joins me to talk about All Around the Bend Business Showcase, a great event for the community happening at the West Bend High School Fieldhouse on Saturday, April 13th. It will feature businesses from around the area and a lot of fun activities for the whole family. Kind of like Disney, see? With that, here are 15 minutes on All Around the Bend Business Showcase with Amber Sipkar on 15 Minutes with Fuzz. Amber, the West Bend Chamber of Commerce is hosting All Around the Bend, the Business Showcase at the West Bend High School Fieldhouse, coming up on Saturday, April 13th. Can you start by giving us an overview of the event?
Yes. So the All Around the Bend Business Showcase is a free community event, which will be welcoming about 80 local businesses, nonprofit organizations, and different vendors all to the West Bend High School Fieldhouse to showcase their products and their services and the employment opportunities that they have. They'll be setting up booths. They'll be there ready to talk with you, meet face-to-face with the business professionals. Many will have products available for purchase as well. And you can learn about all the different resources that are available. So it's a great opportunity to showcase our thriving business community here in West Bend. But it's not only just about business. We have to have a little bit of fun, too. So we have a lot of fun elements in the event as well. There's different entertainment groups coming in, different school groups. They're going to be singing and showcasing their talents. There is a play zone for kids. We have to have something for everyone.
Right.
So we got the fun play zone going on. There is a huge raffle. There's almost 80 raffle prizes in the raffle and a lot of other giveaways. There's a grand prize giveaway, too, which I'll talk about a little later. And, of course, there's food and concessions, so be sure to come hungry. Try some local flavors here in town. So we're just happy to have brought together so many different parts of the community for this event, and we cannot wait to see everybody on April 13th.
That sounds very exciting, and it sounds like it's a well-put-together event West Bend Area Chamber of Commerce. What inspired the chamber to create All Around the Bend?
Definitely. So the mission at the chamber is to foster a thriving business community in West Bend, and we do that by promoting, advocating, connecting, and educating our members. So those are our four pillars, and we focus almost everything we do around those pillars, our programs, our initiatives, and our events. We make sure that it aligns with those pillars. And the Business Showcase does just that. It is a platform for businesses to form connections with other businesses and with clients. It is a chance for businesses to promote themselves and get their names out there. And it's a way for the community to learn about what their businesses are doing and how we can build support for our business community as well. So that is what inspired the mission of this event, the purpose of it. And then for the logistical parts of it too, this event, the first year of it was last year. We were taking into account a lot of the effects of COVID.
Sure.
Businesses were still coming out of COVID, difficulties. We know that many physical stores were impacted. Many businesses shifted to an online model maybe, so they don't have that in-store face-to-face time anymore.
Right.
Staffing was an issue and is still an issue, so the business owners can't get away from their businesses for long. So in the logistical sense, that we knew, okay, it needs to be a one-day event, that business owners have the chance to get out and to participate. It needs to be affordable. It's not going to be your fanciest showcase. It's not the big screens and the big lights and things like that, but it's so authentic and it's so genuine, and we want to keep it that way. And of course, it's in person, which is a big part of this. So that is what helped us form the basis of it, the foundation. And then we didn't want to limit it to a theme or a specific topic, like a home expo,
right,
or a trade show. We wanted it to be West Bend. Mm-hmm. So that's how we came up with the name too, is, you know, West Bend, Bend, all around, all around the Bend Business Showcase.
Excellent.
So that's what inspired it.
Well, that, yeah, that sounds very, very well inspired and mm-hmm. feels like a great way to showcase everybody. Again, you know, the home show brought in a lot of outside businesses from outside of Washington County or West Bend.
It did.
And this really helping to showcase those businesses here.
It did, yes. The home show, the chamber hosted the home show. That went on for 47 years. Mm-hmm. So that was a well-run event, and it was time to retire it because it wasn't speaking to our mission anymore. It was a lot of outside businesses, and we wanted to just focus more on our community. So
great. This is the second year of the event. How has the All Around the Bend changed since year one?
Oh, it was great to learn all of the things last year. It was a great way to get our feet on the ground and get a good basis. And now we have that foundation, and now we can just add more things and make it even a more inclusive experience and elaborate. So we kept the foundation, of course, you know, inviting businesses. We're happy to welcome almost 80 businesses this year. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about that is a lot of them are different than last year. So even if you came to last year's showcase, you're going to see a whole new slew of businesses. Some will be from last year as well, but a lot of them are new. So that's really exciting. We evolved the entertainment. People loved it. And we just grew that more. So we got even more school groups involved. We have a big lineup this year. The play zone is new. That is just another fun element we added in. Mm-hmm. And then for businesses, we, on the business side of things, we incorporated some sponsorship opportunities for them. Sponsorships are important for businesses. They are often a part of their marketing strategy.
Right.
So we wanted to make sure that that is available for them too, so that it can evolve on that end as well. So it's going to keep growing. It grew a little bit this year, and it's probably going to grow a little bit more next year. So we can't wait to see where it goes.
Excellent. So you said there's going to be about 80 different businesses there.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of businesses will be participating in the showcase?
All different types, Fuzz. Let me tell you, all sizes, from a lot of small and medium-sized businesses, home-based sole proprietors. There are a few larger ones in there as well, bigger names that you're going to recognize. It's the showcase. It was open to any West Bend business, so they don't necessarily have to be a chamber member.
All right.
But many of them are, and you'll see them. They'll have a sign by their booth, proud chamber member. But it was open to any business located in West Bend or a company that services the West Bend community. So you're going to find all different types, all different industries, real estate, construction, insurance, photography, vendors, retailers, both large and small, food. The Humane Society will be there with some adorable doggies.
Oh, excellent.
So you can melt your heart.
the best conference that I ever went to in my role here in advertising, I had to go to the World Pet Expo in Orlando. And it was the cutest trade show I've ever been at. So
that sounds great.
Having the Washington County Humane Society be there with pets will be awesome.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So you talked about some live performances and entertainment. What do you have planned for the event in that way? What can people expect to see?
Mm-hmm. So if you have a student, you're probably going to be at the showcase because we have so many school groups coming. We are excited to have Decora, McLean, and Jackson Elementary come and perform. They each have a fourth grade student choir. They'll be singing. So cute.
Excellent.
The high school choir has three separate groups, and they're all going to be performing at the event.
Okay.
That's really exciting. And there's a few different just local students who have interest in music. There is a band that some high school students have. It's called the Brass Project, and it's a brass band. And then there is a local student, Tristan Kober, and he plays the cello, but he plays the cello like a beast. He's so good. So we cannot wait to see them all. All the groups that were at the showcase last year were great, and we imagine that it's going to be just as great this year.
Awesome. One thing, you know, being a parent, taking a child to an event like this is keeping them interested and busy so they're not, you know, Dad, I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Kids Play Zone. What kind of activities for kids and families do you have there?
We thought of that. We thought, you know, a bunch of kids, but that's really probably not an ideal Saturday afternoon for a parent walking around an expo with a kid. So we made the play zone. Let's be honest, kids are probably not interested in forming connections with business leaders, but they love jumping in a bounce house and getting their face painted. So that's what we did. We brought in a bounce house thanks to one of our wonderful sponsors. There will be a face painter, a free face painter from 10 until 1. There's a little arts and crafts section so you can make a fun project if you want. There's a showcase scavenger hunt. So if kids do get stuck walking around with their parents, they have something to do and interact with the booths on their level.
Yep.
And then also, Citizens Advocates, they're going to be in the showcase this year, and they do a craft project for all ages and all abilities. And they're going to be doing this craft project out of their booth. And it's cool because you can create this project, but then these projects are donated to a local organization.
Oh, great.
So you can make a little project and it will go to a senior citizen or something like that. It's a craft that brings joy to others.
Oh, that's fun. That's cool too.
So they'll be there and you can do that as part of the play zone as well. It's a fun time. Lots of things for kids to do of all ages.
Great. That's a really great idea to donate those to senior citizens. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned food and concessions. What can we expect there? Will there be local restaurants or who is supplying the food this year?
Yep. Come hungry. Concessions is special. So concessions is actually put on by the West Bend Alpine Ski Team, which is the local the high school co-op ski team here. And we are so thankful for their help because they run it, they manage it, they set it up. And we're so happy that it can be a fundraiser for them, too, because all proceeds from concessions goes to that group.
Great.
So they have the classic offerings, subs, pizza, chips, pretzels, candy, soda water, things like that. So definitely support them by getting something from concessions. And then we do have a few restaurants participating this year we're excited about. Billy Sims Barbecue. They had samples last year. I'm sure they'll have them again this year. And people like the samples.
Yes.
So they got great barbecue and great mac and cheese. And then Timmer's Resort is also in the showcase this year. They are a staple in our community. Mm-hmm. We're hoping they bring samples, but they'll definitely be there talking about their event space that they have and their menu and events going on too. So lots of food options, a little bit of flavor from around town.
Yeah.
So you can come eat.
All right. Great. Mm-hmm. You had talked about some prizes, giveaways, et cetera. What can attendees expect from that side?
Yeah, so I said that it's a huge raffle, right? There are about 80 raffle prizes, and all of them have a $50 value or more.
Okay.
So raffle tickets you can get at the event. They're $10 for 10 tickets or $20 for 25 tickets. All types of raffle baskets. So fun baskets, tech gadgets, gift certificates, gift cards, different services, tickets to shows, all kinds of things. That you can get a raffle ticket for. There's also a lot of free giveaways thanks to the vendors, and you can pick that up as you're going and visiting their different booths. And then there is the grand prize giveaway, which is a grand prize drawing of $100 in chamber checks.
Cool.
So if you don't know what chamber checks are, they are pretty much a gift card for local businesses in town. They can be used at any member that is a chamber member, any business that's a chamber member. So all attendees have to do is they're going to get a punch card when they come to the event.
Mm-hmm.
They go around, talk to different vendors, get a little signature from the vendors they talk to. Once their punch card is full, turn it in, and then they'll be entered. We'll pick one winner at 3:00 at the end of the event, and they'll get the $100 in chamber checks.
Awesome. That sounds really cool and a great way. Chamber checks are an awesome way to support the community.
They are.
And the chamber, and also, of course, the local businesses here.
Definitely.
And speaking of local businesses, and you kind of touched on this a bit, but what is an event like this, how does an event like this benefit a local business here in town?
So it's really an opportunity to build connections, whether it is connections with clients. Their businesses are going to be there, you know, selling things, and that's directly going to affect their bottom line. But it's about other connections to the business, the connections that are made with other businesses. And I can think of one story from last year's showcase that I think just exemplifies this so well. So two businesses participated last year. Beats Goes On, which is a local record store in downtown, and Laughing Mountain Gourmet Popcorn, a gourmet popcorn shop downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the showcase last year, and their booths happened to be next to each other. And at the event, they got to talking, and they wanted to find a way to cross-promote their products.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to talking, and they came up with this idea that Laughing Mountain would create a popcorn flavor, and they would title it according to an album, a music album.
Yeah.
So the first flavor they came out with was the Bark Side of the Moon.
Oh, nice.
Pretty self-explanatory. And it had chocolate bark. It was a butter toffee popcorn, and it was sold at Beats Goes On. And it sold out in the first 2 weeks. People loved it. And so they made more flavors and more names. And so that project came just because they met at the business showcase. And it strengthened both of their businesses and helped both of them grow. And that, I think, is what this is really all about.
Yeah, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. I had not heard that story yet, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
How many attendees are you expecting this year at the showcase?
Yeah, so it's the second year. I wish I had a better estimate. Mm-hmm. We had about 450 attend last year, which is fantastic. But this year we did focus a lot more on getting the word out to the community.
Sure.
You know, we had the foundation, so now we weren't scrambling so much. So now we could get it out and promote it a little more. It's a free event, so I'm hoping everybody comes. Maybe 600, maybe 800. I don't know. We want everyone there.
Fill the parking lot. Fill the field house.
Free parking, lots of parking. Come on down.
I know as the date of this going live, the event is in a couple weeks. Can interested businesses still sign up?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
So businesses, the registration closed on April 1st.
Okay.
But if there is a business that is interested, let the chamber know. We can make a waiting list in case anything changes. And then if you are interested in future showcases, let the chamber know as well, because we will send you information out for 2025's showcase as soon as it becomes available. It'll happen around the same time in April at the school.
Okay, very good. What are some of the hope for outcomes that you have for this event this year?
I think the biggest outcome is just to really bring awareness to the vibrance of our local business community. There's so much that's offered in our community, and it's so important that residents know that this can be found, right here. Their needs can be met right here in town. So it's that platform to show off all they do. That's a huge goal of this. And then actually another goal is to involve the school district as much as possible. We know how important a strong relationship is between the school district and the business community. The students are our future leaders and our future team members. So we need to have that strong relationship, and we want to get them involved. They are so supportive of us, so we just want to reciprocate that. So we have the entertainment and the concessions. I'm talking with Family and Consumer Sciences for next year's showcase to help them help with the play zone and involve that more. Tech department and portfolio projects for students, things like that. Yeah. So just giving support in ways that we can so that they can utilize this event in their endeavors as well.
Perfect. How can those in Washington County best support All Around the Bend and the businesses involved? I guess showing up is number one, right?
Number one, is coming to the event. It is a free event. The businesses that are participating are so excited to meet everyone. They're there. They're going to be there to answer your questions and talk to you and tell you about what they have going on. Don't be scared. It's not silly, pushy. It's a nice chance to meet everybody and get to know who is in our community. Of course, spreading the word about the event, getting lots of people there, that's going to help the businesses too, because everybody's going to make even more connections. A lot of social media, like and share the social media posts you see. There is a Facebook event, the All Around the Bend Business Showcase.
Okay.
That can be liked and shared. You'll find a lot of info about the event too. And then, of course, supporting the local businesses on their social medias also. A lot of them depend on that for their marketing. So a simple like can go a long way for a local business. So just doing that. And then, of course, the support goes long after the show when we're utilizing all of them for our needs.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So if somebody wants to learn more about All Around the Bend, see the details, see some more of that, where can they find more information?
You're going to want to go to the chamber website, which is wbachamber.org. There on our events calendar, you'll see on April 13th, the All Around the Bend Business Showcase. Click on that. You'll find very detailed information about the event. On our events calendar, you'll also find other events that the chamber hosts throughout the year. Social media, the Chamber Facebook page, and the All Around the Bend Facebook event. Those are great resources and spots for information, too.
All right. Awesome. I have linked to all of those in the show notes for this episode, so you can go and click on those right from your podcast player if you'd like. Amber, this is awesome what you're doing. Thank you for coming
Thank
in and
you.
Speaking with me, and I hope everybody from Around the Bend comes to All Around the Bend.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Fuzz, for having me. It's great. I love talking about it. I love spreading the word. Just a quick thank you to the community for their support of this event and for all the support that the Chamber receives as well. So, awesome. Thank you. We can't wait to see everybody on April 13th at the West Bend High School Fieldhouse. Doors are open from 10 until 3, All Around the Bend Business Showcase.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Thank you again to Amber Sipkar of the West Bend Area Chamber of Commerce for joining me on this week's episode of 15 Minutes with Fuzz. I hope you all get out and attend All Around the Bend Business Showcase on Saturday, April 13th at the West Bend High School Fieldhouse. If you ever have an idea for the show, shout it out. Be proud. Be loud. Email me 15withfuzz@gmail.com. Spell out the word 15withfuzz@gmail.com. You can also use the form fuzz.cc/guest. That is fuzz.cc/guest. New episodes drop on Tuesdays. You can follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or as all the mundane podcasters say, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And with that, we'll talk to you next Tuesday right here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz.